super, super favorite band of ours, in case you haven't noticed. This is their third visit to Record Archive, and I see a lot of familiar faces, so I know you guys are big fans as well.
Of course.
The new CD, been listening to it and playing all afternoon. It is brilliant. You must buy this before you leave today. It's a given. It's on sale for $11.99. If you buy it up at the front counter, we'll open it, take the shrink wrap off. If you hang out, the band is definitely going to do some autograph signing after they're done playing. But I'm going to need your cooperation. It's a little tricky.
I know.
A couple things I have to tell you. One,
I didn't bring my
the band
either.
Is really happy that you're all here, but they asked a couple things. Number one, no flashes during their performance, okay? Because it's very distracting, and they ask no flashes. Number two, no video cameras. Can't have the video camera. You guys got audio stuff, you want to tape it, that's cool. The band is cool with that. They also ask that it's not for commercial use, okay? So I don't want to see anybody burning CDs and making stuff out of it.
Yeah.
What else can you talk about?
One more.
Do you have one?
Does anybody think that this, have you heard it yet? Has anybody heard it yet? I think this is the best Fruva CD yet. It's just unbelievable. No? Listen to it over and over again. This is a great, great CD.
I
want to
hear it.
This is great. How many people do you think are here?
Okay, in regards to the record signing, because obviously there's a lot of you, and I'm sure that you want all of your CDs signed, so back to the cooperation part. As soon as the band is done playing, I'm going to ask everyone to form a line on this side. So you're in your best over here. So that's my left. Okay, if you're looking at me, here we go. Over there.
It's your right.
Okay. Who is it, Dave? Oh, Dave. Okay. So everyone's going to want to enjoy the band, scream like crazy because they're absolutely wonderful and totally deserving of your support. Line up so we can have everyone sign as quickly as possible because we're going to run out of time. And I know they're going to play a nice long set. So, without further ado, oh, one more thing, more importantly, another important issue. We've got Toby. Toby, where are you, man? Where are you? There he is. Okay, in that back corner there with that crazy little Kiss jacket by the Phil Collins display, there's going to be a little table set up for t-shirts, Moxie t-shirts, and the mailing list, which I'm sure you're all going to want to be on in case you're not already. Anything else? Hopefully you got your tickets for Milestones tonight. If you didn't, I'm sorry, but there's no room at the end. So this is it.
Are there any questions?
All right. Okay, let me see if I can go get them.
Do I go like this? Go get the other disc.
Controversial, you know? And this is a really great CD. Why is he saying that? You know, we happen to think it's a really good record too, so, you know, we hope that you'll have the chance to agree with us soon. It's
check, check.
Oh, it's kind of busy.
It's
going a little.
Yeah, it sounds like there could be less of
the
my voice and the guitar here. I don't know about the other guys.
I'll say it.
Plays pretty nice. Here.
Turn my phone.
He's saying that for you, it's 42.
Oh, yeah, the guitarist, that's big. That's
but big. A lot of people ask us, do you ever listen to your own records? Do you ever listen to your own albums? And we only listen to our records. We listen to nothing except our records. And so we're having the same debate, which is our best record.
That's right. This Thornhill was heavily influenced by our first four records. And we listen to those and go, hey, those guys have, you know, let's try this.
We steal from ourselves. We're like, that's a really good change right there.
Yeah.
So we learn it.
And it's a, we just say from the outset that it's a big big deal for us today. We have our record coming out across America. I had a friend of mine call me from California, the California interior, you know, like interior California, you know what I mean?
Not the coast, you mean?
That's, yeah. What I'm talking about is the interior. Like, it's not, you know, it's more like this woodsy stuff.
It is true. Yeah.
And
nary a beach.
My friend had bought a record today, and I was like, hey, you know, it's in the interior of California.
Woods, mountains, and your friend. That's all it's in.
That's right, yeah. You probably all know this. And so, and it's, so anyways, on this day, it's good to be in Rochester. That's because we always feel like that. We feel like we're a big deal, you know, when we're in Rochester. We feel like we're really cool, and then we, you know, then we move on to the next day, like in Syracuse or whatever, and we go, I'm so sick of touring.
For one day,
and you
for
get
one
to
day.
Syracuse.
We go to Utica and we drive to the city limits, and the mayor's just there going, no way, no way, you're not coming in here. So it's good to be here.
So stay here.
Yeah, we may have to. That's what we're
no shit.
No, it was
go to our heads.
As long as I get this bed, I'm fine here.
We're
going to do some songs from our new record acoustically for you today.
We would be standing to do this show today, but Dave's back is shot, and so in support of him, we're all sitting.
And it would just look weird if the rest of us stood and he was not sitting.
But
not that weird.
Like that mic, maybe you could bend it so the good people can see some of the fine expression work you do as you sing.
The subtler facial plastiques that you utilize.
The twin masks.
Am I now bending the mic?
No. All I was saying, the mic was right like this, you know, right? So it's not, if you, unless you're going to do some Levy, some things from Boderick.
Actually, Toby's giving me lessons on Levy, so in a few weeks, you'll see a bit of that live. I'm not talking to Alex, I'm talking to Dave. You'll see a bit of Levy live. Mm-hmm.
Sir, if you're stuck at the back, I would recommend just crawling over people.
Great way to meet your fellow music lovers.
Should we start? Could you do a couple tunes? Yeah, because the sooner we get going.
People are tired of us all day.
Situation.
all you have is squawking chicken sound on earthquakes, which is pretty close to the band.
Not in your hands.
You make it sound like a cello, Dave.
Oh, sure.
It's a song that was written on the piano and is the second song on the new CD. We're going into order here.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. And it's pretty self-explanatory. It's kind of about the... In a couple of words, it's about, you know, heroin chic, you know, the notion of looking gaunt and strung out and hopped up.
As Brother
Weeze would say, that's the way to get away. We never figured out that that's the way on radio you can say huck, you know, just replace the F.
And the referee is dropping the huck at the moment.
It's kind of cool at the end of the millennium, the late 90s is finally sort of seems to be ridding us of the notion that we need to be angry and angstrid and bitter and suicidal and all of that, you know, that came with the grunge music status quo. You know, I mean, there's definitely a time for anger, but, you know, when it becomes a fashion, it's a bit of a drag.
Sad girl, taking every cue from every ad girl. Hopelessness is easy when it's a bad girl. And being good is only when you're a bad.
Oh, sad girl.
Somebody sang it in vocal group.
Going no one's out here
on my own.
When I'm down and feeling blue, I come by so I can be with you. Oh, baby.
No.
Baby.
Oh, well, we'll get our Irene Cara together.
Let's see all this stuff from fame.
Okay.
Hot lunch jam.
I want to learn how to die. I want to be Bruno.
Look straight at the common disaster.
Sing song.
and see, and you can still come home to me. And I was satisfied, God was on our side. On BER today, WBER. The nation's best station. Or at least in the top three. What a great station. As my stepdaughter would say, what a great station. Your stepdaughter, Sarah Sweet, which we outed today.
Knows it.
She's precocious. She knows it.
She puts her hands in her back pocket.
Betty Davis style. Well, we're gonna take you on a little trip right now, a little frickin' trip. Yes, I know you're fond of trips. You're all at home, sniffing the glue and trying to get in the trip zone. Well, it ain't gonna happen that way. You'll have to come to Fruvis and hear us talk to you about a place in central Ontario known as Cottage Country. This is by request, and it's a place where a man lived and lives known as the King of Spain. That's right, but he was run over by a Mack truck. And so, who was driving the Mack truck? None other than the wily, equine, equestrian, Pisco Bandito.
Guitar noodle.
he's no worse than Jean Valjean. Except he drinks and carries on. Smashes bottles on the neighbor's lawn. The oceans and the seven seas are filled with many different cells like these. These who vote like you and me on the wrong side of the law. He's Pisco and he's all the man in fish. If he wants your money, he gets his wish. He swims away with a mighty swish. Pisco the bandit fish. He's Pisco Bandito, the bandit fish. He wants your money, he gets his wish. He swims away with a mighty swish. Pisco the bandit fish.
No, the Pisco is a Mack truck driving mackerel. That's what we learned today.
And we can learn many things from music.
Dress me up as a rock.
Well, this is what you thought it was going to be like, right? Yeah, okay, good. Out of wondering eyes out there. Not wandering eyes. Wondering.
Well, they're wondering, you know, where the trapeze is. They've heard about it. You know, I can think of one that comes close, but not really that close. It's a cool place. But this is easily the coolest record store in the United States of America. Second place would have to be Periscope Records in Champaign, Illinois.
What about New World Records in Buffalo?
Yeah, you know, the windows are thick enough there. Thicker window.
Boom, boom. Is there any way to nail that, Kevin? Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Boom, boom. Ain't nobody here but us chicken. Boom. Ain't nobody here at all.
It is time for a sermon! A little sermon and song. From the Reverend R.D.J.Q.M. Magistrate Senator Euclidean Matheson.
He doesn't care if it's punctual. No reward for the early bird. And he don't care if you're dysfunctional. Only recently heard that word, and the infamous nicotine user. I think he doesn't really care about that. The butcher, the baker, the boozer. It doesn't matter if you're skinny or fat. But look at the clouds. Yes, look at the earth. Please. Look at the moon and at the light. Watching for 7 straight hours.
There hasn't been a damn thing on.
And there hasn't been a damn thing on. I feel like I'm losing my powers. All my get up and go is all gone. I lied
to the madman.
Said I didn't have the change. Start out straight, but I get to the end of the game, but I don't have a ring. Look at the earth, please. Look at the moon and the light of the sun, please. Yes, and look at the wind, how it's new stuff, please. Look at these tiny things bothering me. Bop, 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 bop because I'm never sure that I'll get paid. And I'm pissed that I'm not getting younger. Getting pretty, getting love, getting laid. And all the top show cat might play off. Will everybody give us all a hand? And the radio sounds like a payoff. I just don't understand.
Radio today, I don't know if you've heard it, but because we are playing a pretty small show tonight, we wanted to do something intimate for the magical welcome that Rochester always gives us. But we are coming back, and I think the date is December 10th. Tentative date. We're going to find the right venue and stuff it full of music. So we'll hope to see you there as well.
Are you going to the concert?
That's not gonna work. So, you know what's a total drag, quite frankly, is that you people, quite frankly, and I don't mean to step on any toes, but you people have it pretty good. You know, up in Canada, and I mean that's up pretty far.
It's a 3-day drive.
Sure. Even longer by horse. Which is the way a lot of Canadians still travel. We just don't have the... You know, I'm so tempted to rip this down. I don't want to because I support it and everything, but, you know, it does go with my eyes.
It does kind of go with your eyes.
At least that. Anyway, where was I? Oh, yeah. The thing is, you see, in Canada, we got a lot of trouble. You know, a lot of trouble.
Tell us about that trouble.
Well, recently, petroleum prices have been going up. But that's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is constitutional trouble, and some of you children may not yet be acquainted with constitutional trouble.
Well, listen, wait till you get over 30 and start eating too much cheese, and you'll be well acquainted with
I set that up for you, Dave. I thought constitutional trouble, and I gave it to you there, like on a platter.
Well, imagine that as a metaphor for Canada and, the togetherness or lack thereof of the provinces.
As a nation, we are blocked.
We're a little stopped up.
So, there's these commissions that crisscross Canada concurrently with other commissions, which also crisscross Canada, and they ask people, how can we fix this constitution?
They're courting comments, aren't they, from the citizenry?
That's right. And recently, or not that recently, actually, probably about three or four years ago, there was a commission that crisscrossed the country called the Spicer Commission, and they were asking people, how can we fix Canada? How can we amend the Constitution? And there was one group of people, one demographic, one constituency that they didn't ask. Does anyone know? How about, let me ask one, Murray. Who are those people?
It was the Haitians.
No. That's you're hateful is what you are.
No, I'm saying it really.
You're just saying that because the Cuban album is coming out by Moxie Proofs, the C album. It wasn't the Haitians. The Haitian Canadians were asked, Michael.
You know who wasn't asked? The members of Henry...
I am a liar!
Rollins Band.
You're not asked. You're correct, but they're not Canadian. So.
Oh, yeah.
Off tomorrow.
Technically.
Steve?
No, Hunter writes Joe, actually. The Hunter writes on the post.
You call me Joe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Steve. It's Dave.
Did you call me Steve?
Steve.
Yeah. Oh, Dave.
No, what has it been, 7 years?
So, no, the Hutterites were also asked. Although, the Hutterite children, along with the other kids, weren't asked.
Oh, the kids!
Oh. Along with the Haitian children.
We took the babies we knew, and the toddlers we knew. Said we'd like to get a slice of life from your point of view. Cause you cry and laugh a lot more than us older folks do. It's a spicy show especially for you. The markers that I just got are non-toxic. And my sister said the lake is quite dioxic. I don't know what these words mean. I just want to play where it's clean. But something in the backyard made my dog sick. Is there something you like? Is there something you hate?
I might hurtle my gerbil.
Is it fun to take a bath?
No.
Sometimes, yeah.
Should Quebec separate?
No!
It should. We'll try to handle that for you and make a better world so you can have kids too.
My mom is French and she's a candy striper. When my dad sings Save the Queen, she gets real hyper. She says, Douglas, keep your paws off my notwithstanding claws. And they argue and forget about my diaper.
Is there something you like?
Teletubbies.
Is there something you despise?
Teletubbies.
Stuffed dolls, Teletubbies.
Do you have a gender bias?
Gender biases is represented by one of the delegates.
That's for you, Nimrod.
Well, we'll try to handle that for you.
And make a better world.
So you can have kids too.
Hello, I'm Gabby, and I just got here from Chile.
Hello, Gabby!
Except it is chilly.
3 days from now.
I met Premier Mulray and he was in Pinochet. My mother makes a spicy roll of soup, really good soup.
Something you like?
Sparkling my soup.
Is there something you
reject?
What's your favorite color?
Soup.
Purple, is that politically correct? Well, we'll try to handle that for you.
The kids have held court, and we're glad to report that from now on we'll take orders from the young and the short.
In fact, adults should only speak up as a final resort
when there's a grown-up problem through which one must sort. Trust the people, for whom living is a sport. If you need us, we'll be backyard in our new tree fort.
Of trying to say it in front of you,
yeah.
Make you think we're Canadian. When I was 22, I went on a mountain climbing course in Wyoming, and I arrived in this town called Lander, Wyoming, which is a pretty nifty place. And I was in a schoolyard doing some exercises, and these two little kids come running up to me, and they go, and we're talking, and they say, "You're from Canada. You said A."
Those children now. We're entering their 17th year in Wyoming Correctional Institution. I trumped up some charges and had them locked up.
But they're happy. There's a song that we struggled with in the studio, you know? Here's a little studio story. Because it feels a bit like, you know, Dave Matthews when he's doing the storytelling thing on VH1.
Like, yes. Well, after that, there was a lot of trouble with Michael. He disappeared in a haze of LSD-induced fantasy for about 2 years. I couldn't get him to come out of the bedroom.
Produced some of his best work, I thought. But,
that's a really weird Dave Matthews.
Dave Matthews is a good Matthews after touring the UK.
But we tried, and this with this song, you know, when we were in the studio, because the record company and some folks thought that it would be a good song to you know, get on the radio and make a big stink about. And we tried to do, with our cool producer, a really kind of, I don't know, modern music version, like, you know, cause just because the music we play sounds like it came, you know, was written
on the Mayflower
40 years ago.
Came over on the Mayflower.
So, so you know, there was this groovy backbeat thing behind it, and it sounded like all of your favorite, you know, fucking Third Eye Blind, whatever. And or maybe a bit better than that, you know, maybe Sugar Ray, the next step from Third Eye Blind, but not quite good music. But we like them, right? Yeah, we love, we, you know, especially when the guys, yeah, anyway. Yeah, they're good. So, there goes the chance to open for Sugar Ray.
The bridge burned, but nobody noticed.
So, but anyway, like, it was like three or four days before the end of the session, and we had recorded the album, you know, and it just, this song, it's a very personal song, and, it sounded all groovy and everything, and it probably would have been, you know, or could have been some big, you know, thing that way, but it just didn't seem right, so we went in and quickly on the final 2 days in the studio re-recorded it acoustically, you know, which is the way it appears on the record, or more acoustically, like it does have, you know, more than we're going to do it with here, the drums and stuff on it, but just because it seemed to be right for the song. So, anyway, there's a little story.
It's like $2 million for artistic integrity, the classic, you know, choice that every artist
makes. Take door number three, Alex. Marky around it. The Mayflower, as I said. Here's a song called I Will Hold On.
I hold the hope that we won't part.
And I hold off death so I can live with you. You knew it was true when I held you. There were no secrets I believe in. So I will hold on. And if that's not what you used to,
the most prosperous and healthy and happy place in the world, continent.
In the history of the world.
In the history of the world. And yet we still manage to have our problems, which are real.
Yeah. Problems are problems, whatever you do, so you and I should get along so awfully. How does it go? People are
people. People are people, so why should it be? You and I should get along so awfully. Now you're punching and you're kicking and you're looking at me. I'm relying on your common decency.
So far, it hasn't seemed. Yeah, I know the rest of those songs.
I'm a bastard, it's chill.
But anyway, here is this song about that very ironic quality, and it's called My Poor Generation.
My poor generation, on for the ride, an ocean of choices, pulled out on the tide. We landed a beach ball, told to pick a side. Drowned in information, my poor generation don't know what it means. It's the shock of the mountain compared to magazines. Is it timeless and holy, or just a hill of beans? Lost in Union Station.
foundation. We're airborne with nothing to land on. Baffled by bullshit, grounded with nothing to stand on. Poor little fat cats, nothing anyone planned on. Unique in all creation.
Get a whole bunch of media and stuff, so it might not be as easy for you guys to remember that we're a pretty grassrootsy kind of band that has built, you know, a following like of you guys, because you're so cool about being on our mailing list and keeping in touch with us in the little indie stores like Record Archive and stuff. So if you do like the album, you know, tell people about it. We have no intention of, we don't, you know, our goal isn't to become...
Smash Mouth.
Yeah. Or, but, you know, we certainly want our music to be heard by as many people as possible, and we made an album that at the very least we know is a real honest one. And this is another one by request here before we wrap up. Somebody asked for this on the radio today, so we'll
see.
We can eke it out for you.
What's on the cover of the new album, G? What's the photograph on the new album?
The photograph is from Tragically Hip's house there.
And what is it?
It's a stereo.
That?
That's a stereo that rocks.
Yes.